Kyle McDade, first time ever Termon Division 1 champions. How does that feel?
That's great, Ashley. It's unbelievable. I just said to Porrick there that I'm trying to get the lads to play for something greater than themselves and play with that wee bit of purpose and meaning. And again, when you haven't done these things before, you haven't reached the heights before, it's great when you finally do.
Yeah, it's great. Unless, no doubt, it was the goals that won you this game, and you got off to a flying start, two in the opening 15 minutes, both from Ryan McFadden.
Aye, a lot of the talk, to be honest, coming into this game and the team talk there was really, really about setting the tone. And to be fair to the boys, first 10, 15 minutes, they're really, really on it. Conversion rates were very good, and they took their chances, and I'm very pleased for that, yeah.
Then the start of the second half, you were waiting for Masters to come back at you, which they did. They had an opportunity of a goal to level it. But Dara steadied the ship with two frees, and really when the third goal was in, it sort of knocked the stuffing out of them.
Aye, look, everyone now with the new rules, we're well into the season. Everyone notices the momentum changes in games, and there's no doubt about it, for Masters in that 10 minutes were a lot the better team than us. And it was nervy, definitely nervy for the start of the second half, but as you said, scores like that, and really that third goal was the sucker punch. So look, they're the momentum changers, and you have to go after them.
Not bringing up a negative here, but the Gaeltacht final, did you learn from that today? Because before Masters came back at you, you managed that situation a lot better.
I think so. Look, it's great obviously getting a trophy, but when you see the boys learning and taking past experiences and getting improving and getting better at it, it's great to see. Definitely there probably was doubts in the players' minds, fans' minds, off that Gaeltacht game, but look, the boys took a lot of resolve and showed a lot of character there to, you know, young Kieran Cass coming off the bench, getting that goal, and it takes all that, you know. So look, very, very pleased for the lads.
The powerful running, the pace, it's very impressive, and four Masters at times couldn't handle that. Keelan, and that's the sort of thing now that you're taking to the championship?
Hopefully that's the plan, Oisín. Look, again, I'm not going to sit here and take credit for that.
But you give them a platform for it. You set them up for it.
Well, look, it's the boys that's on the pitch. They do the work. I do have Anton McFadden. He's absolutely unbelievable. As team, Daniel Devlin, Niall Diver there as well, who look after the conditioning side of it, and the strength work in the gym. The boys have really bought into that this last 2-3 years, even before I came on board. So a lot of it's down to that, and a lot of it is down to the boys doing the hard yards, you know.
And with the championship to come, Killybegs away, four Masters, you're going to meet them again. This could be the start of a real rivalry between those two clubs now and the coming periods, but they're two big games in the championship, and the mindset of Termon going into that with a league title in the back pocket, it all makes a difference.
Well, look, hopefully, you know, suppose we've played three competitions. We've won two out of the three. I'm really, really hoping that adds to the confidence and belief of these boys. But at the same time, now, coming into the championship, as a new competition, momentum's out the window. We're going to have to create our own momentum again. So, please God.
Listen, well done. Congratulations.
Right. Thank you, Ashley. Good man.